Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening. Back at 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Rick Leipzinger is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of a number of books on management and team building and getting your organization fine-tuned. And his most recent one is Closing the Execution Gap, How Great Leaders and Their Companies Get Results. Rick, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Yeah, it's www.onpointconsultingllc.com.
All right. Can they find out more about your books there, too?
The books, and I have a blog that has lots of free information on what it takes to lead and manage and run a business.
It's outstanding, folks. That's where we're getting our work from today. Okay, so we've been talking about making sure that we get the right people on board, that when we have an opening, we're anticipating, we're contemplating hiring someone, that we don't just knee-jerk it, we don't just react to what's going on and fill a slot, put a butt in a seat. We're trying to make sure that we make an intelligent, professional decision based on some right. Your interviewing process, based on some intuition, maybe even a little science. So where do we start, Rick?
Yeah. Well, let's start with even just two principles, and these might even be a little bit counterintuitive. But the first one is that the interview should be a rigorous, demanding process. It shouldn't be just like a softball, you know, where you kind of, hey, how are you, run them through the resume, looking for all the positives, and then trying to make a decision. It should really be a process that demands the best of the job candidate,
right,
where they really have to show you what they're capable of.
And on more than one occasion.
Yeah, multiple interviews are very good. I would also recommend testing, either an on-the-job work demonstration and or legally defensible psychological tests, which are really easy to get and not expensive at all, because the interview itself is flawed in that people are prepared for the interview.
Mm-hmm.
They get their answers ready.
Right.
Your job is to get behind the prepared answers, but multiple interviews and tests give you a broader profile of the person and can get at things that just the interview itself can't. So the first thing is it's got to be a rigorous process.
Do you recommend multiple, when you say multiple, can we presume from that all of them wouldn't be just you with you, it'd be with another employee, manager,
yeah,
or something like that?
Yeah, at least in my personal experience with my own team, I have all team members interview the candidate, because it's not even so much my choice. Mm. Whoever I'm hiring has to work with everybody else in the organization. I want them to have some input and their perspective on who this person is.
And it's a leadership step to include those other people in your process, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think it's an important a part of it. It does take a little bit more time, but it also helps increase the quality of the decision. And people generally, I've had people who I liked that the team wasn't comfortable with,
right,
that I didn't hire.
Do you, when someone comes on, when someone shows up for the first pass at you, a prospective employee, do you tell them that? Now, George, I want you to know that the person we hire is going to go through a little bit of a gauntlet. We're going to probably interview them two, maybe three times.
Yeah.
This could take 30 days. Are you okay with that process?
I'm okay with everything you said, except for, are you okay with that process?
Well, why wouldn't you ask him? I mean, I'd want to put him on the spot.
Well, Jim, there's only one answer to that question.
They might say, well, no, I've got to have a job in 2 weeks.
They might,
yeah.
But generally speaking, most people, in the answer to the question, are you okay with that process, which, by the way, we'll talk about the kinds of questions to ask.
Right.
That's not a particularly good question, because
right,
It's a little bit leading.
Let's get into some of those questions. What should we ask?
Well, let me just go back. So before we do that, I want to go back to the other principle, which is, I think, important, is that this notion of past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior.
Right.
So people's behavior, you know, is consistent over time. So if somebody had little patience with a customer in the past, they'll probably have little patience dealing with customers in the future. And the second is that you can count on consistency of behavior across situations. So if I have typos in the resume, I'm probably going to have I'm going to have typos, you know, and I'll be late on the job.
So you're saying, look, one of the things you're looking for, little things, maybe not even connected to the task at hand.
Exactly, and that's the key.
How they're dressed, whether they're on time.
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that.
And the key is it's easier to predict failure than it is to predict success.
Interesting.
So your job in the interview is to look for the one thing that may cause someone to
It's a weeding out process, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a triaging process. All right, let's get a couple of questions before we go to a break.
Well, it's not so much specific questions, but the main thing is you need to ask engaging questions, open-ended questions, questions that cannot be answered just with yes or
no. Begin with one of the interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, why.
In general, you would do that. But the main thing is that the best interviewers only have to ask a couple questions. Mm. It's not like you need a whole list of questions.
Right.
Because what you really want is the other person to talk. The interviewer should only be talking about 20% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
in a sales call.
Very much like a sales call.
Yeah.
Very much like a sales call.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, we're going to get into specifics on this conversation you have with this new employee, this prospective employee, with our good friend Rick Lepsinger after these messages. OnPointConsultingLLC.com is his website. Tintin, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.